Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 24th of July, 2015. It's the birthday of Alexandre Dumas, born in Villers-Cotterêts, France, in 1802, who wrote swashbuckling adventure novels, The Three Musketeers, The Count of Monte Cristo. It's the birthday of Robert Graves, poet, novelist, Wimbledon, 1895, wrote historical fiction like I, Claudius, and The Golden Fleece about Hercules, and his book The White Goddess, a historical grammar of poetic myth, in which he argued for throwing off the old patriarchal gods and relying on a divine female for inspiration. It's the birthday of John Newton, born London, 1725. He was a captain of many ships carrying cargo between Europe and the West Indies and the slave coast of Africa. That cargo included slaves. But in 1748, he had a spiritual epiphany when he almost drowned in a terrible storm, and he prayed, and the ship did not sink. He was ordained as an Anglican clergyman. He gave up the slave trade entirely, became an abolitionist. In his best-selling pamphlet, Thoughts Upon the Slave Trade, he described the conditions of the slave ships that he had captained. And we know John Newton as the man who wrote the hymn, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. It's the birthday of the mystery novelist John D. MacDonald, Sharon, Pennsylvania, 1916, wrote novels featuring Travis McGee, a beach bum detective living on a houseboat that he won in a poker game. MacDonald, who made fun of junk culture in his books, he said, I am wary of a lot of things, such as time clocks, newspapers, mortgages, sermons, miracle fabrics, deodorants, pageants, progress, and manifest destiny. And it was on this day in 1911 that an American archaeologist named Hiram Bingham, hiking up the eastern slope of the Peruvian Andes, was guided by natives to the Incan citadel of Machu Picchu, 200 buildings on terraces, which survived for more than 500 years because the terraces included room to grow crops and also included irrigation channels to let rainfall run off. It was believed that it was built to be a resort or an estate for Incan nobility. It's not clear why the Incans left, because there's no evidence that Spanish conquerors ever found the site. But tourists have found it, hundreds of thousands every year, one of the largest tourist attractions in South America, and the traffic is taking its toll on the site. Here's a poem for today by Gary Snyder, entitled Marin On. Sun breaks over the eucalyptus grove below the wet pasture. Water's about hot. I sit in the open window and roll a smoke. Distant dogs bark, a pair of cawing crows, the twang of a pygmy nuthatch high in a pine. From behind the cypress windrow, the mare moves up, grazing. A soft, continuous roar comes out of the far valley of the six-lane highway, thousands and thousands of cars driving men to work. Marin On, a poem by Gary Snyder from No Nature, New and Selected Poems, published by Pantheon and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.